With California Ag Today, I'm Tim Hammerich. Farmers of many crops have been left with nowhere to go with harvests, even as grocery stores struggle to keep shelves stocked. This is mostly due to the fact that many ag supply chains are built for food service. However, there are other factors at play here as well, says Dr. Ellen Bruno, Assistant Cooperative Extension Specialist in the Department of Ag and Resource Economics at UC Berkeley.
People have also changed their buying patterns and what they're buying as well. For example, you might want to go to the grocery store less frequently because of everything going on, and therefore you might try to buy more shelf-stable food so you don't have to go as frequently.
Buying more shelf-stable foods often means foods that have been processed. These processors were running efficiently before, so didn't have a lot of extra capacity to adapt to the shock in demand. Also, everywhere in the supply chain is dealing with the impact of the virus on employees.
And then finally, on the supply side, there's the impact of the virus itself affecting farm workers and food processing and transport workers, and trying to manage the virus and have potential impacts of the virus or realized impacts of the virus on farm labor and what the implications of that.
Dr. Bruno, along with colleagues Daniel Sumner and Richard Sexton, released an article last month detailing the ways in which coronavirus is impacting food supply chains. She also plans to do more research on the long-term impacts of what we're currently experiencing. This has been your California Ag Today report. I'm Tim Hammerich.